There are many scriptures in the Bible today that are misunderstood. Today I want to take a look at one in particular. Take a look at Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. And Paul writes, "For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." Now to read this text and to leave the rest of the chapter out, one would appear that by having faith that God would bestow His righteousness upon us. But this would be an incorrect interpretation of the Scripture. If we back up to the beginning of the Scripture and read a little bit further in, I think we would come with the correct interpretation of this. Paul is writing to Rome. And while he is writing to them, he is writing to them to tell them that he is thankful. And he's thanking God for the people there, that there is faithfulness in him and the great works they are doing. And in verse 14 we read, Paul writes, "I am a debtor both to Greeks and to barbarians, both to the wise and the unwise." And in verse 15 he says, "So as much as is in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you who are in Rome also." In verse 16 he says, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for first the Jews and also for the Greeks." Now, we read this here and we follow up to 17, and this is where the misunderstanding comes from. In verse 17, what is it saying? Well, in the context of this, Paul is talking to them, he's rejoicing and he is praising them for the great works that he is doing. Well, Paul is also trying to tell them that he is also doing great works, because Paul was scrutinized at this time of him doing the great works. And Paul is telling them that he is also faithful in the brethren, and he is preaching God's word, the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he is not ashamed to preach it. So, verse 17, it says, "For in it." So, what does this "for in it" mean? Well, it is the gospel of Jesus Christ. Now, God is righteous, and this is true. But in this verse it says, "Before in it the righteousness of God is revealed." Before in it, that is the gospel that makes all men righteous to stand before men. That we should stand righteous before God. So by obedience to His will, and to do His will and to follow His commandments, then each one of us can stand faithful and righteous before God. By us obeying His word makes us righteous to stand before Him. And in that final day, we will be able to stand before Him when Jesus comes and returns. Faith without works is dead, as James tells us. It takes action as well, not just a blind leap of faith or just belief.